Chapter 16. On December 16th, Victor woke up before his parents. He walked down the stairs and into the kitchen, where a friendly face greeted him with a wide smile.
"Hello, Victor," said Potlicker.
"Good morning, Potlicker," replied Victor.
"Thank you for the nice cards you gave me in the shoe last night. Now I can play cards with my friends."
"Nothing to thank for," said Potlicker. "It's actually so much fun to have friends with whom you can do something fun and play with.
Should we maybe play a game? It's very simple. You just close your eyes, count to 10, while I hide, and then you need to look for me. How does that sound?" asked Potlicker.
"I'm sure I'll find you very quickly," said Victor, who got excited.
Victor closed his eyes and began counting. It didn't take him very long to count to 10.
"I'm coming to find you," shouted Victor as soon as he opened his eyes.
He checked under the table in the kitchen and in the broom closet. Then he went out into the foyer and checked behind the jackets in the cloakroom. Then he went into the living room, where he searched under the couch, behind his father's big rocking chair, and even behind the TV. There were no signs of Potlicker.
"He just disappeared," said Victor, surprised as he looked around.
"Hold on," he thought. "There's one place left to look." Victor checked the bathroom, and what did he find inside the bathtub? It's Potlicker.
"Found you," Victor said, laughing.
"Ha ha ha, the last place you ever thought of looking," said Potlicker, who got comfortable in the bathtub.
"That took you so long, I almost fell asleep," he said, with a grin on his face.